All right, Kirkwood, if you'd be so nice as to get out your pew Bibles on this fourth Sunday of Advent, Christmas Eve. And don't forget, you're welcome to come back tonight, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock, additional services at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Just teasing. Luke chapter 2. Here is the wonderful story of Jesus' birth. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, Kirkwood, will you join me in prayer? Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you so very much for those words of hope and promise about our Lord Jesus' birth. And help us all to continue to rejoice in the great news of his coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Merry Christmas, Kirkwood. Here is the best news we could ever hope for. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is born this day in the city of David. Amazing good news, filled with joy. Jesus has come into our very midst. My final Christmas Eve, fourth Sunday of Advent, finds you and I carrying around all kinds of baggage. Not all of it's so good. A lot of it is immersed in all kinds of fears. Every day I wake up to see if the news media is telling us that we are at war with North Korea. I'm entering retirement next month knowing that Dr. Boyd Haynes is down the hallway, so to speak, saying, "Come on, Michael, come on to the operating room at Mary Immaculate, and we're going to replace your bum old knee." And before he does that, I often remind you all of Walter Brennan on The Real McCoys. "Yeah, I'll be there in a minute. I love arthritis. Next year, Bonnie and I will have a tighter budget to live on. With retirement comes a more austere way to live. Michael, you see those CDs and DVDs in Barnes & Noble? You are forbidden from buying them. Well, can I go to Ruby Tuesday after worship? No, you go home and have beans and hot light rolls. And I'm glad you can laugh because this part is really sad. Here's the most difficult time, biggest blow emotionally. Is having to say goodbye to persons I have loved for 28 years. Because Presbytery protocol, it makes sense. I understand intellectually why when the old guy retires, you move him out of the way so you all can fall in love with the new person. I understand it, but it's going to be so hard to do emotionally. We'll be able to hand off to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren a Chesapeake Bay, Dr. Reese, that is not so polluted or skies not so choked by industrially produced toxins. We live in a constant state of fear, many of us, because we are human, and boy, can we mess up. Amtrak trains going around the curve in Washington, 80 miles an hour when the speed limit is 30. Watch out. Loved ones falling prey to cancer and heart disease and other severe illnesses, and maybe, just maybe, we don't have to say loved ones. We say we ourselves. I get so tired of watching television and the internet and watching more and more people embrace hate rather than love for those who have are of a different race or a different gender attraction. Why do so many people resort to hatred and violence and all manner of ugliness? The world we live in is bathed in fear. But what did the Christmas angel say to those shepherds a long, long time ago? Do not be afraid. A Savior is born, a Savior who is Jesus Christ. Jesus, who will save us from our sins and save us for mission to others. Because the baby Jesus grew up to be the crucified Lord, you and I can now find deliverance from our sins so that we may now focus on others in order to serve them. The following individuals do not appreciate me naming them in sermons, so I will not do that. But very quietly this week, without a whole lot of fanfare, they went to the city of Pocosin and packed food items for the city to hand out to needy families. And others from the church one afternoon this week delivered furniture to a needy family in Lackey. Our congregation is always in motion, doing for others. Sending Christmas boxes with gifts to children in faraway places. Sending pumpkin patch monies to help a hurricane-damaged church in Puerto Rico get back on its feet. Youth and adults doing out-of-state rehab work in parks and private residences. We as a congregation give money each year to the Y right across the highway so that children they're in touch with can buy school supplies and new clothes when the school year starts. So Kirkwood, don't ever lose your heart to help others. The size of your footprint in our community far surpasses the size of our congregation. This small congregation has had and continues to have a huge impact on our neighbors. So Kirkwood, as you go through the Christmas season, remember those angelic words, do not be afraid. Whatever it is that's eating at your soul, do not be afraid. Calm down. Take a few deep breaths. Continue to trust in the Lord. Allow other believers to comfort and assure you that you are not in this battle all alone. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, they are the most encouraging, comforting words we could ever want to hear and live by. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you so very much for the fourth Sunday of Advent, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Thank you so very much for your holy presence. Lord, we love you so much. We just can't wait to sing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.